This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission says nearly 90% of preparations for House of Representatives elections completed. Bank accounts made mandatory for election campaign expenses to ensure transparency. Department of Commerce, Supplies and Consumer Protection issues directives to control price hike in daily consumer goods. And Ukraine-Russia peace talks continue in Abu Dhabi after positive first day. Now the news in detail. Election Commissioner Dr. Janaki Kumari Tuladhar has said nearly 90% of preparations for the House of Representatives elections have been completed. Commissioner Tuladhar has said the Election Commission is working as per schedule to ensure the elections are free, fair, credible and fear-free. She added that the Election Code of Conduct has been enforced, with monitoring officers deployed in all 165 constituencies and 77 districts. Dr. Tuladhar stated that polling centres have been arranged to ensure easy access for senior citizens, persons with disabilities and the sick. She urged all citizens to cooperate to make the election successful. The Commission is also coordinating with social media platforms and relevant agencies to control misleading content. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has introduced the Election Campaign Bank Account Operation and Management Procedures requiring all campaign expenses by political parties and candidates to be conducted through bank accounts. The move, in line with the Election Commission Act, the Election Code of Conduct and directives from Nepal Rashtra Bank, aims to bring transparency, discourage cash transactions, and maintain clear records of all income and expenses. All registered parties, proportional representation, and first-past-the-post candidates and independents must channel donations and campaign spending through these accounts. Parties need recommendations from the Commission Secretariat, while candidates must obtain recommendations from their district election officers to open accounts in designated banks. Likewise, political parties and candidates are not allowed to receive cash donations exceeding 25,000 rupees. Any amount above this limit must be deposited directly into a bank. Election Commission says the bank transactions will make it easier to track expenses, identify sources, and conduct audits. The Ministry of Home Affairs has directed Assistant Chief District Officers of all 77 districts to effectively carry out their responsibilities as Election Code of Conduct Monitoring Officers. The Election Commission has enforced the Code of Conduct to ensure the House of Representatives elections due for the 5th of March are conducted in a fair, impartial and credible manner. In a statement, Secretary at the Home Ministry Rajkumar Shrestha instructed assistant CDOs to implement the code impartially and fearlessly and submit regular reports to the ministry. The Election Commission says assistant CDOs will monitor code compliance at the district level, excluding economic affairs. Election-focused training for police personnel deployed for security for the House of Representatives elections has begun at the police headquarters. The training is being conducted under the Integrated Security Plan for the elections. In the first phase, 4,148 police personnel, from senior sub-inspectors to office assistants working at the police headquarters, bureaus and the Nepal Police Hospital in Maharajganj, will receive training in different phases over 10 days. According to the Central Police Newsroom, similar training will also be conducted for police personnel in all districts through election cells at district police officers. The training covers election security, the role of police, security management, the election code of conduct, and other election-related laws and procedures. The Department of Commerce, Supplies and Consumer Protection has directed producers, importers, and distributors to stop sudden and unjustified price hikes in daily consumer goods. In a statement issued on Wednesday, the department instructed major suppliers of food grains and edible oil to avoid unfair products, to avoid unfair profits rather, and help ease the burden on consumers. It said its attention was drawn to consumer complaints and media reports about abnormal price increases and supply shortages of essentials such as edible oil, cooking gas, and rice. The department said it is conducting joint market monitoring to ensure consumer rights under the Consumer Protection Act and regulations, and to take action against traders involved in unfair practices. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Ukrainian and Russian officials have concluded the first day of U.S.-mediated peace talks in Abu Dhabi and are set to resume discussions today. According to Al Jazeera, Rostem Umerov, head of Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council, described the talks as substantive and productive, though no major breakthrough was announced in efforts to end the nearly four-year war. The talks continued despite fresh Russian attacks on Ukraine, including a strike that killed 7 people at a crowded market and further damage to power infrastructure amid freezing temperatures. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the talks must produce concrete results and expressed hope for a prisoner exchange in the near future. The Kremlin said doors for a peaceful settlement remain open, but added Russia would continue military operations until its demands are met. Chinese President Xi Jinping has described Taiwan as the most important issue in China-U.S. relations during a phone call with U.S. President Donald Trump. According to Chinese state media as cited by the BBC, leader Xi urged Trump to be prudent in supplying weapons to Taiwan and said he attaches great importance to relations with Washington, expressing hope that both sides can manage differences. Trump described the call as excellent and comprehensive, saying he looks forward to visiting China in April. He also said Beijing is considering increasing U.S. soybean purchases to 20 million tons. The leaders last spoke in November, discussing trade, the Ukraine war, fentanyl, and Taiwan, according to both sides. Anger is growing among Labour backbenchers over UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's handling of controversy surrounding Lord Mandelson. According to the BBC, the criticism follows Starmer's admission in Parliament that he was aware of Mandelson's continued relationship with sex offender Jeffrey Epstein when appointing him as UK ambassador to the United States last year. Starmer said he was misled about the full extent of that relationship. Senior Labour figures have questioned the decision. Under pressure from opposition Conservatives and Labour MPs, Starmer said the government will release documents related to Mandelson's 2024 appointment, excluding materials linked to national security and international relations. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast mainly fair weather in the hilly and mountainous regions of the country. Fog or mist will prevail in many places of the Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission says nearly 90% of preparations for House of Representatives elections completed. Bank accounts made mandatory for election campaign expenses to ensure transparency. Department of Commerce, Supplies and Consumer Protection issues directives to control price hike in daily consumer goods. And Ukraine-Russia peace talks continue in Abu Dhabi after positive first day. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Read and Power for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.